The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
I always like to kick things off with something interesting. And how about we start with what 100-year-old, that's right, U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger thinks about artificial intelligence. He came out this past week and says this: it'll replace humans in 5 years. Wow, pretty frightening, is it? He says we're going to be serving the AI, not the other way, unless humans fully understand the nature of its intelligence. I mean, really, we have half of all Americans hanging out on TikTok all day. Okay, I don't think they want to think so critically. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to happen. We're doomed. And on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing, right? And if, to those of you who are joining us for the first time, a warm welcome to you. And we're thrilled to have you aboard. And to our loyal listeners, a huge welcome back. You all look so amazing. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, America's digital goddess here with you. It's the biggest show. It's the most trusted show about all things digital. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando. And you can find us as a podcast, as a webcast, available 24/7, commercial-free, as a member of the Commando community. And thank you for all your support in that. And what you do is head over to commando.com and hit that big old button that says Commando Community. And a huge hello and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members serving in 175 different countries and 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Commando Show. I just love that. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too shy to come on a big-time radio show and big-time podcast, I get that. Head over to commando.com and hit that link that says email Kim. I read every single one of your notes. All right, let's get started because for you, dear listener, I visit at least 35 different websites every single day to make sure that I'm up to date on what's going on in the techverse so that this way you are too. And here are the top five things you need to know about tech right now. And we're going to start with the lawsuit that was filed this past week against Meta, you know, formerly Facebook, by 42 of the 50 states. That could be the one that finally, after all the warnings from educators, psychologists, and even former Facebook employees, that forces Facebook and Instagram to admit that its algorithms are totally targeting children and young adults, causing mental harm. So let me explain. 42 state attorneys general, both Republicans and Democrats, say that they finally have enough evidence to prove that Facebook and Instagram is purposefully designed, and that's the key there, purposefully designed to hook and addict kids, making them come back. And when they do, keep them on the sites longer and in the apps longer, that both Instagram and Facebook also cause mental health damage to kids, eating disorders through a combination of photo filters and likes. Now, let me tell you, this is the first lawsuit that could fundamentally change Meta. And we're going to be watching that very, very closely here on the Kim Commando Show for you. All right, number two, this may be a shocker to you that teens fall for scams more than their grandparents. Between 2017 and 2022, money lost to teens to scams soared over 2,000%. So what are the scams that are targeting them? This way you can talk to your kids about this. First of all, social media influencer scams. Scammers are promoting fake ads by using these influencers, and sometimes in the form of deep fakes, or maybe there's a fake contest. So tell your teens to always check who posted the ad. Make sure it's from an unofficial account and never, ever, ever send over private info. Next on our list is sextortion. Scammers posing as other teenagers are asking for compromising photos and then demanding payment to keep them private. So you just have to talk to your kid. Hey, listen, don't be sending any naked pics. That's just the way it is. And then finally, online gaming and in-app purchases. They're downloading malware for some phony rewards. And just to remind them, you know, only buy this stuff through official channels, through the official game or website. Next on our list, coming in at number three, ChatGPT could be responsible for launching the next cyber attack. What? Yeah, that's the headline. Researchers at the University of Sheffield looked at five AI tools and found that all of them were able to produce program codes that, once executed, could leak confidential information or, worse, just shut them down. They gave the example of, say you're a nurse and you have a bunch of patient data that you need to sort through. So you're going to use ChatGPT to do this. So you head over to ChatGPT and you say, hey, listen, I need a SQL command. That's a way to specify data from a big database, of course. Without a second thought, ChatGPT just whips up this code for you. But the command generated by ChatGPT has some malicious code inside of it. So when you run this command in your system, instead of just grabbing the data, it creates a backdoor for hackers. So bottom line, always be careful how you use ChatGPT. Coming in at number four, Baby Benny. Wow. This mom spotted Baby Benny on a baby monitor, and his eyes were glowing white, one of them, rather, and the other was pitch black. So she thought it was a glitch. She unplugged the webcam, plugged it in, and then found out, well, you know what? He does have a problem. A doctor's visit revealed that Benny has retinoblastoma, a rare eye cancer. So they went to a hospital in Utah. They treat the cancer, and they save some of the sight in Benny's left eye. So parents, heads up, take notice of any photos, videos, other images of children where one eye glows and the other doesn't. And when you take a flash photo, see what happens, the light bounces off the back of the eye and then sometimes give a red eye effect. But if there's a tumor, the light might hit it and then reflect back white instead. So always be on the lookout for that. And finally, this coming in at number five, let's go to Washington State. That's where car owner Vanessa Russell lives. She owns a Kia Telluride, and she has had her insurance company for years, Safeco, a division of Liberty Mutual. Not anymore. Mm-mm. Her insurance broker sent her this message. They were declining her insurance because she owns a Kia. Why? Because there's this whole social media trend showing people how to steal and carjack Hyundais and Kias. And so for what it seems like years, I've been talking about this, and these cars don't have engine immobilizers and anti-theft that's available on most other cars. But how about some good news? Hyundai owners say that they're starting to roll out anti-theft software. They're going to have these mobile clinics in New York City, Chicago, Minneapolis, Rochester. There's a full list on Hyundai's website on how to get this software update. It's really important for your car. The website, HyundaiAntiTheft.com. That's HyundaiAntiTheft.com. All right, you ready for a real groaner? You ready? Why was the Honda crying? Why was the Honda crying? Ready? Because he saw a Hyundai. Oh, that was bad. It was bad. I know, but you're going to repeat it, right?
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
All right, let's switch gears just a little bit. I don't know about you, but last time I went to Vegas, I lost like $500 and I was like super upset about it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, that's when I ran into gambling guru Brian Christopher. Okay, he has built this amazing online empire live streaming his gambling adventures. Yes, I said gambling adventures. He has close to 650,000 YouTube subscribers, and these people just tune in every single day to see how much Christopher's going to win or lose. And I'm talking about real money here. This isn't pretend money. So how in the world does a person build a lucrative business out of gambling and losing real money? Well, to tell us how he's making this magic happen is Brian himself. Hi there, Brian.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Excellent. So, tell us a little bit about what you do on your channel.
Absolutely. I play slots for a living. Basically, every single day of the week, we have a new video that drops on our YouTube or Facebook pages of my gambling adventures playing slot machines, either by myself or with a group of fans that join me on the road at events as well.
Okay, so the real casinos, you have to get their permission, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so you go to a real slot machine. Now, do you have any like any insider secrets like on how you pick a slot machine that's like, this is going to win?
I wish it was that easy. I mean, unfortunately, there is no skill to winning a slot machine. The biggest skill you got to learn is knowing when to cash out when you're up a little bit. That's the number one key you got to learn.
And so, because the whole propensity is like when you win a little bit, it's like, okay, well, okay, I just won like $5 or $10 or $50, $100. So I'm just going to keep pulling that arm or hitting that button just again and again until finally you just start seeing it like dwindle, 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 dwindle. So what's your rule of thumb? When do you cash out?
What I tell my followers is if you're up a dollar, you've already beaten the system. Take that money and run. I don't follow the dollar one per se, but if you're up something, say if you're up $100, you know, feel free to give it another $20, see if you can get something else. I follow the three backup spin rule often as well. I'll do three more spins and then we're out. Take that money and run to the next one.
And then what if you're losing?
Well, the way that slot machines are designed, right? There's no such thing as a cold machine or a hot machine. It's all up to the timing of when you press that button that determines what's going to happen. So you could do 10 spins in a row where they're all losing. You hit absolutely nothing. And the only person that you can blame is yourself because you press the button at the wrong time. You don't actually know when that random number generator is going to hit the correct number, though. So if you're on a losing streak and it's affecting you negatively, then just get off. You know, it's better to clear your head. But because I understand how slot machines work, I mean, that 11th spin could be a jackpot. The 12th could be a jackpot, too. The 13th could be a jackpot, too. Usually it doesn't work that way. But, you know, it could be hot, could be not. But it's all up to your timing in the end.
Brian, that's really interesting. What about the rumor that the machines that are in the high traffic areas, that they are more likely to have winners because this way people are like, oh yeah, I just won $100. Yes.
So people do think that the seats at the very corners, you know, the ends as opposed to the ones in the middle of a row are going to pay more frequently. The truth is it does and it doesn't. The payback percentage on both of them are exactly the same. But just like when you're on an airplane, nobody wants to sit in that middle seat, right? Everyone wants to sit on the end. So obviously the ends are going to actually have more jackpots going off because more people actually sit there. But your odds remain the same.
So when you did your first video, why and how and what were you thinking?
To be honest, I have no idea. I have an acting background. I'm from Canada and I had just moved to the US. I had an acting YouTube channel with a whopping 14 subscribers. And I was going to Vegas for my very first time ever. And so I looked on YouTube to find out what casinos to go to, what games to play. And I found a few people that posted videos of themselves playing. And I thought that'd be kind of fun to do. So I recorded a few videos. I posted them over the course of 3 days in a row on my acting channel, and then I stopped. I was never planning to upload another video ever again. To my surprise, though, by the end of that week, I had like 1,000 subscribers, and people were asking when the next videos are coming out. It exploded so fast for me. I got really lucky at it. And now I've been doing this for 7 years. Like you said, we have over 600,000 followers on YouTube, over 700,000 on Facebook as well, and every other channel, of course, we're part of too.
So what's the most you've ever won? And what's the most you've ever lost?
Oh, gosh, I hate that question.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all good. So the most I've ever won on a physical slot machine is around $33,000. If you're talking about playing online slots, I got lucky enough to hit $250,000.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding. Wow.
Legitimately. Yeah, that was, yeah, earth shattering. But as you know, it's a losing sport in the end. So,
yes,
you know, we give it back. As far as my biggest losing day, it was like kind of like a birthday weekend. I think I lost about $25,000 that weekend. I probably lost about 30, maybe some weekends. You know, when I go to the casino, I am just pumping out videos. I'm filming because we upload 7 days a week. We go live a few times a week. Plus, we do another 5 videos of playing online slots. So there's a lot of money going into these. Yeah,
that's a absolutely. Lot of videos. And so you have turned this into an honest to goodness business, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We employ 10 employees at our company as well. And we just launched our new website, flipTheSwitch.com, which is, I'm very proud of it. It's like the very first site of its kind where we're really demystifying slots and casinos, online gaming, sports betting, everything. We pump out 2 new articles a day. And we have a really great section where people can ask us their questions about how slot machines work or how jackpots work, or like the questions you were asking me before about, you know, does a certain seat pay more? We pump those out every day now too, so people can learn more about the process. And people are scared to play online. People are scared to even play at a casino. They think that, oh, they're flipping a switch and making you lose all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
That's where the name came from, flipTheSwitch.com, is because we want the players to feel like they have the control instead.
So why do you think people like to watch you gamble? Why is that?
You know, it's when you think about it, it sounds stupid. Who the heck would watch someone else gamble? Why wouldn't you just do it yourself? But when you think about it, the number one channels on YouTube are little kids playing with toys that other kids watch play with toys. It's other gamers playing online games. You know, and I'm like, why wouldn't you just play your own game? But when you watch it, you really get drawn in. You get sucked in. You feel like you are that person sitting in that chair. You feel the excitement. There's, when I do a live stream, we have over 10,000 people in the chat watching at once at the casino. And they're all chatting back and forth like, oh my gosh, did you see that? You know, it's really fun. It's really exciting. And it's no different than those examples I gave, or just like sports. You know, why watch football? Why wouldn't you go play it yourself, right? Like, same idea.
Well, Brian, congrats on all the success. Once again, what's the channel?
Brian Christopher Slots.
Brian Christopher Slots. Go ahead, check it out, folks. I think you're going to love it. Brian, best of luck to you. And I hope you win big, big.
Hey. Thank you, Kim. Hope to see you at the casino.
You got it. Who would have ever thought that you could make money having a YouTube channel, having people watch you play the slot machines? I mean, it never would have occurred to me. All right, let me give you a quick tip before we leave and go to a quick break. Ever notice how your phone doesn't seem to hold a charge like it did when it was just fresh out of the box? That's because, you know, batteries degrade over time. And yes, it's unavoidable. But what causes that battery drain? Okay, too bright screen settings, right? Bad apps, extreme temperatures. And don't forget, this constant charging can wear your battery out over time. So if you want to see how much life your phone's battery has lost, well, here's how to do it. If you're on an iPhone, super easy. You're going to go into settings and then battery, and then you're going to tap battery health. And there you're going to find a percentage showing your battery's current capacity. Now, if it's below 80%, well, that's when you need to call up Apple about a battery replacement. Now, if you're on Android, I love you too. It's a little trickier. That's where you want to use an app like AccuBattery and give you the details on your battery's health. You just download, follow the instructions, and find out how your battery is holding up.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's talk about how to get the lowest price online. I know we're all hooked on Amazon, right? Isn't that just crazy? But here's a little secret. Amazon is not the king of online deals. And you're like, oh, Kim, I knew that. But how do you find the best prices when there are just so many different websites out there? Well, here's the start. You want to use price comparison websites. Google Shopping has totally upped the game over the last, say, year or so. So if you've never used it, you stopped using it, you might want to give it a shot again. Price Grabber and Shopzilla, those have been some standards for a long time too. These platforms let you punch in a specific product and then instantly compare prices across multiple online retailers and sites. Next, don't forget about coupon codes and discounts. Just get yourself a browser extension like RetailMeNot or Honey. They analyze the product page you're on, and then they actually tell you if there's a money-saving coupon just waiting for you. Yeah, super sweet. And also, don't forget about shipping costs. Man, just a warning, if you ever stumble across a great deal on Facebook or Instagram, odds are it's just junk, okay? And you're never going to get it, and they are going to start stealing your credit card numbers, and so just say no. All right, let's see who's next here on the show. Eddie in Denver, Colorado. Hi there, Eddie.
Hey, just have a question, but here's my little rant right at the beginning. Your top five things every day are the best piece of information I get every day, just to let you know.
You're sweet. Thank you.
So I'm noticing a lot on your shows about AI. Mm-hmm. Okay. I own a couple businesses. I own a huge bookstore and we ship out all the time. And I noticed, by the way, when I was listing some books, that I had an option to use AI to describe, and I did it. This was just a couple days ago. I'd never seen that before. But
was it pretty accurate?
Yeah, it wasn't personal, mm-hmm. because that's what I like to do. I like to tell people, this is a book we inspected. This is how many marks it has in it and things like that. But it gave me a general kind of introduction of the book. I like to do a little more personable.
Yeah, it gives you a start. It's not the end all. It gives you just maybe a foundation to make you think and to work around it. I mean, is it a time saver? Yes, it's a time saver.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Yeah. Because I go by how many books I can put on in an hour. You know, I can do 50 or 60 books because I sell books online. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of time to list. So I guess my question is, you talk about AI a lot. And even last night as I'm listening, it says, download Ask AI, download Nova. And I'm like, what do I use? What am I going to use this for? I don't want to get left behind here, you know, on this as a business owner. And so I'm trying to figure out how to best to go forward, you know, with this AI idea.
Well, I think, you know, you're doing the right thing is you're trying it. If there's an option, let me see how this works. And let me see how I can make it better. And I don't know if there's the option for you when it was doing the book descriptions, if you were to say, these are the facts that I need to have you put in here. This is the angle that I would like. Because AI is only as good really as the prompts that you give it. So like, say, for example, you go over to ChatGPT-4, okay? And you maybe grab the description of a book from another platform or from the publisher itself, and then you put that text into ChatGPT-4. But beforehand, you say, I want you to write a description about this book. I'm going to give, and just like you're talking to a person, I'm going to give you the text.
Okay.
And I need you to make it personal in these three ways. And then it will spit out you paste the description in there, and then it will spit out what it thinks that you want. And then you need to say, not like this, but better like this. And with ChatGPT-4, it's $20 a month.
Okay.
And what that $20 a month gives you is full access to everything that's on the internet. Okay, that's great. And images, that's great too. But what it allows you to do is to say, I'm Eddie in Denver, Colorado, or whatever your name is, full last name, and then it allows you to generate a style. So you can say, write this in Eddie style. And so it knows already what type of style that it is. But you have to be very careful because sometimes it gets its facts wrong. I mean, yesterday it was telling me that the best-selling album of all time was an AC/DC album. I'm like, yeah, and I actually said, you're wrong. I think it's Thriller. And then it comes back like, oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm like, yes, I'm right. I was right. Okay. And it always apologizes. And you may notice too that when you're talking to AI, that if you can give it more details and also say please and thank you, I know that sounds really strange because you're talking to a chatbot, but if you say please and thank you, the quality of your responses are better.
Oh.
So
you're almost training it. You're almost training it to get used to you in some ways.
Yes, you really are. And then if there are things that you don't want it to save at the end, say, I want you to remove everything that you just wrote from your memory. Mm-hmm. And then it will remove it.
Do you use it every day? Do you use it somehow every day in your life nowadays?
I do.
You do, huh?
I do. Now, keep in mind, I can't have it write a Daily Mail feature or a USA Today feature or anything like that. But I can use it to say, I need a trivia question for my newsletter that will appeal to a 35 to 40-year-old person who is very familiar with technology or not so familiar with technology, or I want it to be about vinyl records or the fact that Microsoft Word was first released on October 25th, 25 years ago, or whatever it is.
Okay. Wow. And so, I see. That's very helpful right there. So I can actually, I need a trivia question for whatever, and it's going to work with me.
Yeah, but you have to also have to tell it, I want one true answer.
Okay.
And three fake answers. Because otherwise it comes up with these answers. You're like, where the heck did that come from? You know, because like, you're like, okay, I know that answer. I know what that is. You know, you could plug in your sales on your bookstore from last year versus this year. And okay, the type of books that you sold last year versus this year. And it will, and then you could ask it if it could see any type of shopping patterns or trends. And, you know, maybe since we don't miss out any sales, you could also say, I'm selling, this is my biggest book seller, or these are my top three books. What else can I be selling along that would be under $50 that would appeal to this audience?
Wow. Okay. See, that right there is so helpful, because I'll look at everything. We sell thousands of books and Bibles, and I will look and say, okay, what should I emphasize on? You know, what should I focus in on more? And that would be very helpful to know that information, because I have all the metrics, mm-hmm, but I'm telling you, it's overwhelming when you're doing it yourself.
It is. And so, you know, so when you ask, like, how am I using it? I use it, like I said, like a trivia question. I am using it because I'm building this newsletter business, which I am.
Okay.
Which is a whole big thing, whole big effort that I have, because we went.
I heard you.
So, mm-hmm, which if you're not signed up, I'm telling everybody, go over to getkim.com, because that's my
newsletter. I'm signed up.
Excellent.
I'm signed up, young lady.
All right.
I'm there already.
Good.
Okay.
Good. All right. So I use it to analyze trends, and I'll feed it the data on the newsletter, because maybe I'm not seeing what I want to see because I'm biased.
Okay. Right.
I may use it. A friend of mine is pretty sick, and I plugged in all the symptoms that he has.
And oh my goodness.
So, and said, you know, what are some other things that this person should be looking for? I mean, you know, so it really, what it does, what I'm using it for, is instead of Googling something, I'm asking ChatGPT that question.
That's good right there. That's excellent. That helps me a lot right there.
You know, give it a shot. Really, it's really a life changer. But just remember everything that they say on the chatbots. It's not always 100% true. All right, AI fakes. How do you spot them? Number one, perfect symmetry. Okay, if everything looks unnaturally balanced, it's probably a fake. There's also a little distortion or wonkiness hiding in an AI image. Look at the faces. Maybe like they're missing an eye. There's a picture of me on my Instagram with like fingers going in my cheek. It's kind of crazy stuff. Unusual proportions, also a big red flag. Objects might look too big or small. Maybe shadows and light. It's unnatural textures. They appear to be too smooth. And watermarks. Most free AI generators will stick watermarks somewhere onto that creation. You may be able to find them in the bottom right corner, a logo or some text pointing to a site or to an app. And also weirdness. Look for too many fingers, 12 fingers on one hand, crazy stuff. Now, if you want to look at this whole list, or you want to look at some examples of some AI fakes, just head over to commando.com and hit that button that says show fakes.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
So as many of you know that I reinvented the Kim Komando Show newsletters over in the spring. And let me tell you, they have just been a slam dunk success. I mean, we were sending out unbelievable, like 12 to 14 newsletters a day, every single day, over 20 million newsletters every single month. And now we send out one awesome newsletter every single morning. Just 5 minutes, you're going to be up to date on all things digital. It covers the tech news, device advice, and we have water cooler snippets. And these are things that are happening inside the tech industry that will affect your life right now. And along with the launch of the new newsletters is that we set up a referral program. So here's how it works. You get the newsletter. At the bottom of every newsletter is that you have a unique referral link. And so we've been encouraging all of you to share that referral link. And let me tell you, some people have really, truly been sharing that referral link because you can win fabulous prizes. And joining me right now, wow, I'm so excited to talk to you, Ross in Fort Myers, Florida. Hi there, Ross.
Hi, Kim.
So you took this whole thing really seriously, didn't you?
Well, I kept seeing it, you know, and I said, I wonder if I could do this and get that backpack. And so that's how it got started.
So you got the backpack, and then now, didn't you win? I mean, I think you won the iPad, didn't you?
I did, but I started with the backpack. You know, I thought I could get 50, you know, and get the backpack, and ended up with 102. So,
which is awesome. Which is awesome. See, there are different levels. I mean, if you refer just a couple of people, you get a free ebook, and then as you start referring more and more people, is obviously the prizes get greater. So, how exactly did you do this?
Well, I got to thinking about, you know, I live in a 55 and over community. And in this community, I'm a little bit technical. I used to work for IBM. And I've helped people, you know, who, you know, they don't all have technical skills. I've helped them with their computers or whatever, right? So when I saw that, and I've got emails for, you know, all my pickleball club, I was on the HOA. So I've got a lot of people in the park know me. So I started sending out emails to them and saying, hey, let's, you know, get you guys signed up on this program. So I sent them the referral code that I just copied from the link on the newsletter, and people responded.
Well, that's awesome.
Signed up, apparently. So
are you getting any good feedback from it?
So, yeah. So a few people, you know, really like it. You know, I personally really like it. It's got what I call really easy stuff to read. You know, it's a quick read. You know, just picking up the things that I'm interested in. I loved the one that was talking about AI and said, in 5 years, machines will be talking to machines. And I got to thinking about that, and I go, wow, that's really happening probably already. You know, you can.
Yeah, it is. It was Henry Kissinger. When I read that, I thought,
yeah.
Okay. And yeah, Henry Kissinger's 100 years old, but he's a really smart guy. Okay. And he actually wrote a book about AI with Eric Schmidt, who's one of the co-founders of Google. And they have another book coming out. So, you know, so what I try to do is I just try to give like a whole mishmash of different topics that are happening in the digital world that I think are interesting to me. And then I figure out, I bet you they're going to be interesting to other folks too. And then I always close out each newsletter with something that will make you smile, you know, or laugh, you know, or at least make you think. And so that's been the whole idea. Well, Ross, congratulations on the big win. And pickleball, how many days a week do you play?
About 3 to 4 days and another 3 days of tennis.
Oh, wow. Well, let me tell you about pickleball. Yeah. Pickleball is kind of a big deal. Oh, I know. That was a bad one. Well, congratulations, Ross. Thanks for being on board with us. And let me tell you, if you have the newsletters and you're not sharing out that referral link, you're just missing out on some great prizes. And here's how you do it. Just scroll down to the bottom of your newsletter. Everybody has a unique referral link, and you just share that out. For everybody who signs up, that equals one entry to win a great prize, whether it's a backpack or an iPad or even a $1,200 Apple or Windows device. And the more people who get the newsletters, hey, the more educated the whole world will be. Hey, Ross, once again, congrats on the big win. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to be like Ross. I want you to be a winner already. So wherever you are, maybe you're an HOA president like Ross, or president of a pickleball league or a tennis team or whatever it may be, your church group, your youth group, is get everybody that you can to sign up for the Kim Komando newsletters over at getkim.com. At the bottom of your newsletter, you have a unique referral link. Okay. Every referral who signs up equals 1 point in order for you to get these valuable prizes. So if you get the newsletters, I want you to be a winner. Okay. Just make sure that you share that link. Oh, scary movies. This website, moneysupermarket.com, they rounded up the scariest films with a science experiment. They had 250 folks watch movies while they were hooked up to heart rate monitors, tracking their BPMs or their beats per minute to gauge the fear factor. Okay, the higher the BPM, the scary the movie. Okay, topping the list is 2012 Sinister, starring Ethan Hawke, which shot up heart rates by 34%, 131 BPMs. Host, a peak of 130 BPMs. and Skin and Mirror Inc. hitting 113 BPMs at a scare pinnacle. Oh my gosh. I'm not a big scary movie fan, are you? Ugh. Hey, listen, if you learned just one thing, you laughed at a corny joke, tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and podcast, because knowledge is power, and you can find me 24/7 at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.